This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasang with the news headlines. First, President Bidya Devi Bhandari takes stock of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli's health by reaching the hospital. Prime Minister Oli's health rapidly improving. The Prime Minister gives his regards to the well-wishers. Government spokesperson and Communication Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota says political and diplomatic initiatives taken to resolve the border issues with India and 25 people killed after security forces opened fire with live ammunition and tear gas canisters to disperse anti-government protesters in the Iraqi city of Nasiriyah. Now the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari reached Manmohan Cardiothoracic and Transplant Center Maharajganj yesterday to inquire about the health condition of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. Prime Minister Oli is under doctor's constant observation after undergoing appendicitis surgery at the center. As per the press note released by Prime Minister's press advisor Surya Thapa, President Bidya Devi Bhandari expressed happiness and satisfaction on the gradual improvement of Prime Minister's health condition. She also wished Prime Minister's complete progress in health. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said his health is rapidly improving. Prime Minister Oli has extended hearty thanks to all the brothers and sisters who expressed concern over his health condition and wished him well through a tweet. The government has agreed in principle to draft a bill for integrated land management. Government spokesperson and Communication and Information Technology Minister Gokul Prasad Banskota, unveiling the recent cabinet decision, said the cabinet gave the approval for the purpose. In a press meet at the Communication Ministry yesterday, Minister Banskota shared that the cabinet meeting had formed a talks team under the convenership of Navraj Takal, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies, for the review of Nepal-India Transit Treaty, and the talk team's recent meeting has achieved success in the field. He also added that the joint secretary-level meeting's decision will be discussed in secretary-level meeting and will come into force after decision from ministers-level meeting. On a different note, he reiterated that the issues raised on Nepal-India border will be settled via diplomatic and political channels. Minister Banskota said health condition of Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has improved significantly after he underwent operation for appendicitis. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended condolences to the bereaved family, saying she was stunned by the news of bus accident that occurred in Orgakhachi. In a Twitter message yesterday, the head of the state extended condolences to the bereaved families and wished for the speedy recovery of those injured in the accident. 19 people had died and 13 others were injured when a passenger bus crashed in Narpani of Orgakhachi district on Wednesday. Minister for Youth and Sports Jagat Bahadur Biswakarma has said that all the necessary preparations relating to the organization and management for upcoming 13th South Asian Games SAG have been completed. Altogether, 3,228 players from the SAG member countries, including 648 from Nepal, are participating in the mega sport event that will last for 10 days. President Bidya Devi Bhandari is scheduled to inaugurate the event in presence of SAARC member nations players and officials, as well as tournament directors, referees, judges, technical assistants, sports lovers and media persons arriving from different countries. The Metropolitan Traffic Division has said vehicles will ply on the road as per the odd-even system during the opening and closing day of SAARC. Likewise, tickets to various events under the 13th South Asian Games SAARC taking place in Nepal can be purchased online. E-Sewa has been appointed as ticketing partner to sell all the tickets of SAARC matches. The online ticketing system is expected to resolve problem of black marketing and duplicate ticket. The Election Commission has said the distribution of voters' ID cards for the new voters has already begun. The voting will be held in 37 districts for the vacant posts of 52 people's representatives, ranging from ward chairperson to member of the House of Representatives, from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow. The Election Commission has urged all sides, including candidates, political leaders, parties and media, to help make voting free and fair. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has said measures will be taken to ensure that entrepreneurs in small, medium scale and cottage industries won't face shortage of capital. Inaugurating the 17th Handicraft Trade Fair and 15th Handicraft Competition organized by the Federation of Handicraft Associations of Nepal at Brikuti Mandap in Kathmandu yesterday, the finance minister expressed the commitments that the entrepreneurs would be provided with concessional loans. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 हैश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Bhattarai has said hospitality plays an important role to make the campaign of Visit Nepal Year 2020 successful. At the inaugural program of the International Network of Hotel Schools Association on Hospitality and Hotel Management in Kathmandu, Minister Bhattarai said all sides' efforts could make the national campaign effective to bring in 2 million foreign tourists in the visit year. He added it was very necessary to attract more foreign direct investment with the policy level reform on tourism industry. Police have arrested two persons with 16 kg of hashish. A police team deputed from Nagthunga arrested Pratap Moktan, 51, and Santosh Khatri, 19, of Makwanpur, along with the contraband. Superintendent of Police Ashok Singh said the police arrested them in course of regular checking while they were coming from Kathmandu from Thading by a van. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. At least 25 people were killed after security forces opened fire with live ammunition and tear gas canisters to disperse anti-government protesters in the southern city of Nasiriyah. The military said in a statement that authorities in the capital Baghdad dispatched troops to restore order in southern Iraq, which has seen massive protests for weeks. Iraqi government fired the new military commander after the outbreak of deadly violence. A source in the Iraqi Prime Minister's office told the journalist that Adel Abdul Mahdi ordered the dismissal of Lieutenant General Jamil al-Shamari less than a day after he was named military commander to manage Dikar province following the violent escalation in Nasiriyah. U.S. President Donald Trump has made an unannounced visit to American troops in Afghanistan and said the U.S. and the Taliban have been engaged in talks. Trump told troops at Bagram Air Base on his first trip to the country that the Taliban wanted to make a deal. Trump also met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. The visit for Thanksgiving comes after a prisoner swap with the Taliban aimed at resuming peace negotiations. Trump also said the U.S. was substantially reducing troop numbers. Some 13,000 U.S. troops remain in Afghanistan 18 years after the U.S. intervention to oust the Taliban following the 11 September 2001 attacks. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the western region, along with central hilly region mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of the western hilly region. Chances of light to moderate snowfall at one or two places of the western high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report: maximum temperature of 23.0 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 7.9 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari takes stock of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's health by reaching the hospital. Prime Minister Oli's health rapidly improving. The Prime Minister gives his regards to the well-wishers. Government spokesperson and Communication Minister Gokul Prasad Baskota says political and diplomatic initiatives taken to resolve the border issues with India and 25 people killed after security forces opened fire with live ammunition and tear gas canisters to disperse anti-government protesters in the Iraqi city of Nasiriyah. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.